बहूनां जन्मनामन्ते ज्ञानवान् मां प्रपद्यते वासुदेवः सर्वमिति स महात्मा सुदुर्लभः। भगवद्गीता 7.19, Krishna speaks over here. Bahunam janmanam ante. Bahuna, after many lifetimes, jnanavan, those who are in knowledge, those who are endowed with knowledge, those who are enriched with knowledge. Like we have dhanavan, one who is rich with wealth, jnanavan, so one who is rich with knowledge. Jnanavan mam prapadyate. Those jnanavan mam prapadyate. They surrender to me. Vasudeva sarvamiti. They understand Vasudeva. Krishna is referring to his name, which refers to the, which means the one who is all pervading. Vasudeva sarvamiti. Sarvam. That Vasudeva is everything. Samahatma sudurlabha. Samahatma. That such a soul is Mahatma sudurlabha. Is a very great soul. It's a special soul. Samahatma sudurlabha. These are great souls. And labha is obtained. Durlabha is difficult to obtain. Sudurlabha is extremely difficult to obtain. Now herein, Krishna describes how those who start doing bhajante come to the level of prapadyate. Now 7.14 stated that mame vaye prapadyante mayame tam tarantite, that those who can surrender to me, they will go beyond illusion. And then in 7.15, he's talked about four categories of people who don't surrender. And now in 7.16, so in 15, he used clearly the word namam prapadyante mudha. So the same word, mameva prapadyante, and that same word was used again in 7.15. Now significantly in 7.16, Krishna doesn't use the word prapadyante, he uses bhajante, chaturvidha bhajante maam. So, bhajante means worship or start or render bhakti to. It does not, surrender is advanced stage of bhakti. But at least they begin practicing bhakti. So, from the level of bhajante, they graduate to the level of prapadyante. And thus when they graduate to the level of prapadyante, then what happens? Then maya metam tarantite. They can cross over maya and they can get liberated. They can attain Krishna eternally. Beyond material existence. So how does this happen? Bahunam janmanam. It takes many lifetimes. Krishna has in the 6th chapter talked about how prayatna gita manastu yogi samshuddha kilbishah aneka janma samsiddhas tato yati paramgatim. So there he has talked about how the yogi, but the yogi primarily refers to the Ashtanga yogi, but it can also refer to any transcendentalist following any path, and after getting deviated or after not having completed in one lifetime, continues on in the next lifetime. So there Krishna speaks that aneka janma, that it will take many lifetimes. And here also Krishna says, Bahunam janmanam ante. It will take several lifetimes. Jnanavan mam prapadyate. So, now there it is, Krishna was talking about how samsiddhas, aneka janma samsiddhas. Yogi samshuddha kilbishah. So, the yogi becomes purified of contaminations. So, there the many lifetimes were being taken, the many lifetimes are taken, it is said, for the purpose of becoming purified of contaminations. Because in the 6th chapter, Krishna had not introduced himself directly. The focus was not on him. The focus was on the person of Ashtanga Yoga. And so he focuses on the point of purification, which is required for liberation. And the purification, in fact, the lack of purification was what caused deviation for the yogi. So, Krishna talks about the process of purification makes known many lifetimes. Till when the purification is complete, then the yogi attains perfection. And ek janma samsiddhasta toyati param gati, then attain the supreme destination. So now here, the concept of purification, the concept of perfection, supreme destination, all are becoming more specific, more theistic, more Krishna-centered. And so it is said, what happens after many lifetimes? Bahunam janmanam ante gyanvan. So there it is talking, the person becomes pure. Here they talk about the person becomes knowledgeable. Gyanvan. And now is this just a dry knowledge? No. Krishna is talking about the knowledge which inspires one to surrender. Mam prapadyate. The knowledge that inspires one to surrender to Krishna. And further, now if we see that Krishna had also said that start of this chapter in 7.1 that knowing him properly, asamshayam samagram mam itha gyasasi, that when we come to know him in truth, free from doubts, completely, samagram asamshayam, then gyasasi, then what will happen? We will take shelter from yogam. Of him, yogam yunyan madashraya. So, madashraya, we'll take shelter of him when we know him. So, this knowledge, which is the knowledge of the glory of Krishna, it is not shushka gyan, it is not just the gyan of simply the Atma, the gyan of Brahma Tattva, it is the gyan of Bhagavan. And this jnana leads to Jnanavan maam prapadyate. We understand understand both Krishna's greatness and his sweetness, and it inspires us to surrender to him. Maam prapadyate. We surrender to Krishna. So this is, so what is taking many lifetimes over here? That coming to the level of acquiring enough knowledge about Krishna so that we feel inspired to surrender unto him. So now what is that knowledge about Krishna that inspires surrender to him? That is Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudev is everything. So now what does it mean by everything? Krishna has said earlier in 7.12, Yechaiva Satvika Bhava Rajasastamasashaye Mattaiveti Tanviddhi Natvahanteshu Temayi. Krishna has stated that all states of being, be they goodness, passion or ignorance, they are all manifest by his mercy. They are manifest by his energy. Mattaiveti, all states are manifest from him. So Vasudeva Sarvamiti. That means one understands that everything that exists here, whatever shelters me, whatever attracts me, all that actually is Krishna. Now, if you see, although it said Vasudeva Sarvamiti, this devote person who is Jnanavan, that doesn't surrender to Sarvam, is not satisfied with Sarvam. The person goes beyond Sarvam. Understand that everything is Vasudeva, but surrenders to Krishna. Maam prapadyate, it is not sarvam prapadyate. So this verse is not simply pantheistic. It is not talking about a pantheistic understanding of God, wherein the person surrenders simply to Vasudeva, or simply to the all-pervading manifestation of the absolute truth, or surrenders to everything considering that everything is God. No, he surrenders to Krishna. And that is also talked about in the hinted in 7.12 when Krishna says, Matta evititan viddi natvaham teshu te mahi. I am not in them, they are in me. That means, Krishna says, I am not in them. That means my existence extends beyond these things. That my existence is not exhausted by the extent of material existence. So pantheism means God is everything. Whereas panentheism means God manifests as everything and God extends beyond everything. So this understanding is God is everything, but everything has come from God. Everything is God's energy. So whatever attractiveness is there in God, whatever shelter, whatever satisfaction I can get from everything, all that I can get from God. Okay, I can get from Krishna, and therefore let me surrender to Krishna. So this is Jnanavan. Vasudevah sarvamiti. This person is Vasudevah sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. So one who gets this understanding of Krishna is samahatma. This person is a great soul. It's a great soul, mahatma. And sudurlabha is extremely rare. Now this also harkens back to 7.3, where Krishna says that kashchin mam vetti tattvataha, that few people know me in truth. So that knowing in truth, Krishna reiterates, is sudurlabha. It's extremely rare to know Krishna. And those who know Krishna as Vasudeva Sarvamiti, those who Maam Prapatiti, those surrender to him becoming Jnanavan, such person are, such people are rare, extremely rare, sudurlabha. So in this way, Krishna talks about the state wherein the four kind of people who surrender unto him, they attain perfection. They become Mahatmas. Now Krishna has talked about them as Udaras. And now from the Udara to Mahatma, this journey may take many lifetimes. Of course, it doesn't have to take many lifetimes. If we can gain the understanding that Krishna is everything, and if we can surrender to Krishna, then we can get that understanding. We can actually become Jnanavan, we can become Mahatma, we can attain that Sudurlava stage very soon. It's as Prabhupada says in 2.72 purport, Esha te brahmi siti partha nainam prapya vimohiyati sittva asyam antakalepi brahma nirvanam richati. So as he states over there that actually he is that the state can may take many life, may not be attained even after many lifetimes, or it can be attained in one moment. It's simply a matter of understanding and accepting the fact. So often to give up one's other infatuations and to recognize that Krishna is the all-attractive supreme person, that can take many lifetimes. Bahunam janmanamante. And Krishna says that, yes, at least begin bhajante, as he said in 7.16. And from there, if one keeps practicing, one may come to him by artho, artharti, as a distressed, as a wealth seeker, as just inquisitive, superficial inquisitive also, or as a knowledge seeker. But whatever way one comes, one will become Jnanavan.
It's 7 o'clock.
Now, is it that the yogi is already Jnanavan? The Jnani. Is there any difference between Jnani and Jnanavan? It's the Jnani is already much further on the path on which the Artho, Artharthu, Jigyartharthi and Jigyasi are there. But it's a process from Jnani to Jnanavan. It depends on what the conception of the Jnani is. The Jnani is, as we discussed earlier, a person who has understood how material existence is ephemeral and so wants spiritual truth and approaches Krishna considering him to be the highest manifestation of the spiritual truth. So the acharyas, when describing these verses, they mention how the artho jigyasu artharthi and gyani. The artho example, Gajendra artharthi example is Dhruva and jigyasu is the sages, same Shaunaka and other sages in Naimisharanya, and gyani is the Kumaras. So now they all became Gyanavan, they all did Vasudeva Prapadyate. Mam Prapadyate, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, they understood. So by practicing the process of bhakti diligently, by understanding the philosophy, by purifying ourselves through bhakti practice, we can all come to the level wherein we understand Vasudeva Sarvamiti. So whatever it is that we are attracted to, whatever shelters us, whatever satisfies us, all that is ultimately Krishna. The essence underlying it all is Krishna. As in the 10th chapter it will mention, its attractive potency comes from Krishna. And by surrender, by rather than getting attracted to that object, if we get attracted to Krishna and we surrender to Krishna, then we can become liberated from material existence. Mayametam tarantite. Thank you.